Welcome to Break Lab, where we take a clean drum loop and turn it into a moving, evolving, jungle-inflected drum and bass break using automation in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're not just looping drums, we're making them perform. The goal is to keep the break punchy and hypnotic, but also unstable, gritty, and alive. That's the jungle swing vibe right there, tight enough to hit, loose enough to breathe. We're going to build this using stock Ableton devices, then automate them across an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, so the break evolves like a real arrangement instead of sitting there as a static loop. Start by choosing a solid break source. This could be an amen-style break, a funky acoustic loop, a layered top loop, or even a cleaner drum break that you want to push into jungle territory. If the break is too clean, that's fine. The whole point of this exercise is to shape it into something rougher, more animated, and more musical. Make sure the loop is warped properly and locked to your project tempo. For modern drum and bass, you're usually working around 170 to 174 BPM. If you're going for a more jungle-leaning feel, anything from 160 to 172 BPM can work nicely. Keep the loop to one or two bars if you can, because shorter loops make it easier to hear the effect of automation clearly. Now route the break into a drum group, ideally along with any supporting percussion like shakers, rides, ghost hits, or top loops. This matters because drum and bass breaks often sound better when they're processed together as a drum bus rather than being over-treated one track at a time. On the group, start with a bit of drum bus or glue compressor to glue everything together. Then add saturator for warmth and grit. You don't want to crush the life out of it. You just want to add density and attitude. A little drive, a little crunch, and enough compression to keep the hits focused. If the snare starts losing its crack, back off. Protect the transient. That crack is part of what makes the break work. Once the core drum group feels solid, build your Break Lab effects chain after that. A really useful order is auto filter, then erosion, then echo, then reverb, then utility. You can also swap in redux or beat repeat depending on how broken or experimental you want the result to feel. Let's start with auto filter. This is one of the best tools for creating tension in a drum and bass break. Set it to a low-pass filter, and start with the cutoff fairly open. Then automate it so it closes slightly in transition bars and opens back up when the drop lands. Don't overdo giant sweeping filter moves unless that's the specific effect you want. In jungle and DNB, small arcs often feel more powerful because they keep the break moving without making it obvious. Next, add erosion for texture. This is where things start to get dirty in a good way. Use a light amount of noise mode, and automate it only in key moments like pre-drop bars, fill bars, or the last beat of a phrase. A little erosion can make the break feel corroded, damaged, and raw, which is perfect for darker rolling styles. After that, bring an echo. This is your throw effect. Use it to create time delays on the end of a phrase, a final snare hit, or a ghost note that needs to spill into the next section. Keep the dry/wet low during the main groove, and automate it up only where you want the tail to speak. That's a classic drum and bass arrangement trick. Keep things clean until the exact moment you need a burst of space or movement. Reverb should be short and controlled. In this style, you're not washing the drums out. You're placing tiny atmospheric moments around them. Use a short decay, a little pre-delay, and roll off the low end so the reverb doesn't muddy the kick and snare. Automate reverb only on selected hits, usually the last snare of a phrase or a pickup into the drop. Think of it as a throw, not a blanket. Utility is the secret weapon for arrangement impact. Use it to control stereo width across sections. Narrow the break a little in the build-up, then bring it back to full width on the drop. That contrast can make the drop feel wider and more expensive without changing the actual rhythm. It's a small move, but it hits hard when the arrangement is right. Now let's talk about jungle swing. A lot of people think swing is just about moving notes off the grid, but in this context it's bigger than that. Jungle swing is about the break feeling loose, human, and slightly unpredictable while still sitting in the pocket. You can get there by preserving a little micro-timing, letting ghost notes breathe, and avoiding the temptation to quantize every last hit into robotic perfection. If the break feels too stiff, try delaying top percussion by a few milliseconds or keep certain ghost notes just a touch behind the beat. You can also use clip edits and warp markers carefully to make the break breathe without destroying the groove. The key is not to automate everything constantly. Instead, automate in phrases. Let one section focus on filter motion, another on texture, another on space. That way the listener feels movement, not chaos. Here's a simple way to think about an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 through 4 are your main groove. Keep it stable, open, and confident. Bars 5 and 6 start to build tension. Maybe the filter closes a little, maybe the saturator gets a touch hotter, maybe erosion starts creeping in at the end of bar 6. Then bars 7 and 8 become your transition zone. That's where echo comes up on the final snare, reverb throws into the gat, the filter briefly closes and then snaps open, and the drum bus gets a little more energy for the landing. That last bar lift is one of the most effective tricks in drum and bass. Before the drop, briefly increase saturation, add a little erosion, maybe push the echo feedback for a single hit, and narrow the stereo width for a moment. Then when the drop lands, pull all that back. The contrast is what makes it feel huge. Heavy music needs dynamic control, not just constant intensity. If you want more jungle-style madness, add a fill with beat repeat or a similar stutter effect. Keep it subtle and use it only on the transition bars. A little 1/16 repetition, a small chance amount, and a short gate can create a nasty fill without killing the groove. You can also fake this with mutes, clip cuts, or echo freeze moments if you want a more manual, performance-based feel. Here's a pro move: build a parallel damage lane. Duplicate the break onto a second track, band limit it, distort it harder, compress it more aggressively, and automate it so it only appears during transitions. Blend that underneath the clean break just enough to add aggression. That gives you controlled chaos without sacrificing clarity. Another great trick is to automate width by section. Keep the drums narrower during the intro and build-up, then let them open wide on the drop. This creates a sense of scale, and it helps the arrangement feel like it's expanding when the energy hits. Also, remember to check the break in context with the bass. Soloing drums can be misleading. A break might sound incredible on its own and still clash badly once the sub and leads come in. Always audition your automation with the rest of the track playing. Ask yourself, does this increase urgency, instability, or space in a way that supports the song? If you find a killer echo throw or a nasty fill, print it to audio. That's not just a technical move, it's a creative one. Once it's audio, you can place it like a sample later, slice it, reverse it, or use it as a custom transition hit. This is how you turn one good automation moment into multiple reusable ideas. So, to recap, take your break, group it, glue it, saturate it, and then build movement with auto filter, erosion, echo, reverb, and utility. Automate in phrases. Protect the transient. Use contrast sparingly. Make the groove feel human. And keep asking yourself whether each move makes the break more urgent, more unstable, or more spacious. If you do that, your loop stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a living drum performance. That's the Break Lab approach, and that's how you get that jungle-inflected drum and bass energy that really moves.